USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper standing by a decision made by the Acting Secretary of the Navy, Thomas Modley, to remove the commander of the USS Theodore Roosevelt aircraft carrier from service after Captain Brett Crozier went public with concerns about an outbreak of coronavirus on the vessel.
Acting Secretary Modley made a very tough decision, a decision that I support. It was based on his view that he had lost faith and confidence in the captain based on his actions.
A letter from Crozier went public indicating his concerns about over 100 coronavirus cases having broken out on the ship. Military officials say he did not follow the chain of command. Meanwhile, President Trump's defending his firing of the inspector general who passed along the Ukraine whistleblower complaint to Congress. He called the IG a disgrace. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.